Red Business with Jonathan Healy.
Hi there, and thank you very much for joining us. Coming up on this episode, if you are a virtual business, then there's a conference coming up in County Hall that's for you. And we'll also speak to an Irish businesswoman who has just been named on Forbes 30 Under 30 list. But we're going to begin with an award ceremony, innovation, sustainability, social impact, all at the heart of startup ideas that were presented at the Ignite Awards and Showcase in UCC last week. There were a number of deserving winners on the night, including our first guest. He's the winner of the Bank of Ireland Ignite Best Business Awards. The business is Prima Health, and Danny McHenry is with us. Hiya, Danny.
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on.
It's lovely to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about Prima Health. What do you do?
So Prima Health is an adolescent mental health care provider for teenagers aged 12 to 19 who are experiencing anxiety. So we have professional clinicians who specialise in anxiety, be it psychologists, psychotherapists and occupational therapists, provide online consultations for teenagers.
Okay, very simple idea when you hear it said out loud like that, but there is a gap in the market. Your background intrigued me. You were a guard. So how do you go from being a guard to setting up an adult mental health care provider?
That's right, Jonathan. I spent 13 years in the guards, the majority of it in plain clothes, and I finished up as a detective in the serious crimes unit inside in Anglesey Street. So I went back studying philosophy and psychology, initially took a career break from the guards and decided then I wanted to change tracks. So I set up an equestrian centre out in East Cork, Sycamore Hill Stables, and I suppose got that entrepreneurial way of thinking from that business. Then saw the need for an adolescent mental health care provider for teenagers who are experiencing anxiety, realized that there was a huge gap in the market there and a need for it, and went into Ignite to build out that business.
Does it replace traditional care that is provided for in a clinical setting? Where do you sit in that hierarchy?
No, and there has been significant interest, I suppose, and investment in tech solutions for providing therapy. And I suppose, you know, tech can definitely complement a therapeutic relationship, but certainly can't replace it. I often say, you know, we're emotional beings that think and not the other way around. So where Prima Health, I suppose, really is innovative in terms of its approach is that adolescents are looking for support in the evenings and weekends and Saturdays, let's say. And there are a lot of public sector workers who are willing to offer support in the evenings and weekends. And we're providing, I suppose, that opportunity for public sector workers to work an extra handful of hours. So these are mental health care professionals who are already providing services in the public sector and providing additional hours then in the evenings and weekends to those adolescents who need support.
I suppose in an ideal world, the state would continue to hire more of them, so we wouldn't need a service like yours. So are you just filling the gap?
We're filling the gap. And I think, you know, the public sector, you know, services under huge pressure, 22,000 children currently on waiting lists waiting for help for mental health services. But I think it is important to acknowledge as well, adolescent anxiety has increased drastically over the last 10 years in Ireland. You know, in just over a decade, over 300%, and that's a trajectory taken from a UCD study. So, you know, whilst the services are under severe pressure, we need to start thinking differently about how we can offer solutions. And this is only filling a small gap. You know, you have public sector workers who are feeling the pinch, I suppose, of living in the cost of living crisis that we're currently in, who need support. I mean, it's a big move to move from public sector and offer private services. I know myself, I suppose, being a public servant and moving into the private sector, and I suppose Prima Health really wants to help those public sector workers to transition to offer additional services alongside those public services.
When you speak to the likes of Childline, they'll say that, you know, kids don't ring them anymore. Back in my day, you'd ring Childline. Now it's all instant messaging, chat and email. Have you found that as well, dealing with the adolescents and the teenagers that Prima Health is trying to connect with, that the straightforward conversation isn't necessarily the best way to get through to these people?
I think there's a challenge and an opportunity there. There's a challenge in terms of teenagers definitely are more insular in that sense in terms of human connection. But equally, I suppose providing online services mean, you know, there's a number of advantages to online services. One, I suppose, you know, the evidence says that shows us now, I suppose, that online interventions are just as effective as in-person interventions, first and foremost. Secondly, providing online services are suited for parents and busy families so that they're not moving and driving children to appointments. And thirdly, I suppose, particularly with adolescents who are experiencing anxiety, they have that comfort of their own home and that online platform, I suppose, that they can interact, but they are having a human interaction ultimately. And as we said, you know, that human interaction has been proven to be just as effective as in-person treatment. So I think there is we're losing out in some way in that human interaction face to face, but I think there's an opportunity there to fill it too and help teenagers overcome their anxieties.
Tell me a little bit about where the company goes next, though, because you've obviously just started out building the business out and you've won your award, but how big can this get?
I suppose the sky's the limit in terms of the business opportunity, really. And we're really looking at that in terms of looking at our systems to see how far we can expand. And we actually haven't started advertising our services. We're waiting until that award showcase. And we will be launching, I suppose, and advertising our services as of next month. So, you know, we have 10 clinicians contracted. We are providing services, even though we haven't started advertising. So I suppose we're looking to the future, and we're saying that this could be a very big business very quickly if we get it right, and you know, if we keep the standard of clinician right. So to make sure that we're providing, I suppose, a top level service.
Okay, well, the website, if you want to have a look at it, it's Prima Health, PRIMAHealth.ie. Danny McHenry, Managing Director of Prima Health. Best of luck in the future. No doubt we'll talk again, Danny.
Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Now, the future is very bright for our next guest. She's a Cork woman and one of a number of Irish names featured on this year's Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Tara O'Driscoll is 29. She's from Douglas and was commended by Forbes alongside her colleague Sinead Jones from Wales for their contributions to science, along with the company's chief executive, Lydia Mapstone. Tara O'Driscoll, you're very welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm very good, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
Booby Biome is the business. Tell me what it is.
So we're a small biotech based in London. We were founded back in 2019, but essentially what we're doing is we're utilizing our research into the breast milk microbiome to develop products for infants to ensure that all babies, whether they're breastfed or not breastfed, are delivered an intact breast milk microbiome.
Now, the microbiome is obviously something we've talked about on the podcast in the past, because we've got a great founding organization here in University College Cork, the APC Microbiome. But how did you fall into it?
Kind of accidentally, actually. So I founded the company alongside my co-founders back, as I said, in 2019, whilst I was doing my PhD, which all of my academic background is in neuroscience, actually. But I came onto kind of microbiome science as part of an entrepreneurship course that we did as part of our PhD program. So our PhD program was really keen on kind of engaging academic students and researchers with industry to help us understand what other job prospects were out there. And so me and my two co-founders at the time decided to do a course or a competition called Biotech Yes, the Yes standing for a Young Entrepreneur Scheme. And so we decided to compete in this, where it was basically like a boot camp. We got to understand all the basics of entrepreneurship and how to start a business. And we pitched to a fake kind of panel of Dragon's Den investors. And we came up with the idea of the company then. And we kind of came up with the premise of the business through looking at government notes of places where we should be more engaging more in basic research and innovation. And it was a line in one of these government notes saying, there's a microbiome in breast milk. Why is no one exploring this?
Right, okay.
And so that's where the idea for the business came.
Okay, you sound like accidental business people, yet here you are now on the Forbes 30 under 30 list. So when you started scratching the surface, you realised, I got a second, nature is giving us a bit of a super weapon here.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've understood for a long time how important breast milk is for infant health. But for a long time, people thought that breast milk was sterile. And it's only in recent years we've understood that there's a whole kind of thriving community of bacteria that live in breast milk that comprise the breast milk microbiome. And it's been shown that kind of the early shaping of the infant gut microbiome influences the likelihood of developing chronic diseases later in life, like allergies, autism, diabetes, even childhood leukemia, and that breast milk plays a really crucial role, and that it contributes about 40% of these initial microbes to the gut. And so it is incredibly important, but has been extremely under-researched and underfunded. And we, as founders, we were appalled by the fact that breast milk was even excluded from the $250 million Human Microbiome Project, which was essentially a global initiative to try and understand all of the microbiomes that reside on and in the human body. So, like the skin microbiome, the oral microbiome, gut microbiome. But breast milk was excluded from this, and it really shocked us. And so, despite knowing and understanding the role that breast milk plays in, influencing gut microbiome development, the kind of characterization of what it constitutes and how it actually interplays with the infant gut is not very well understood, and it's something we're really passionate about working towards better understanding.
But as well, it's a probiotic. Eventually, you're going to produce, so therefore, you're giving. If an infant is receiving it, the parent can be assured. Well, this is the most natural thing in the world because it's coming from breast milk. So if they're not breastfeeding themselves and they're bottle feeding, this is going to be a supplement that they can take and get the best of both.
Exactly, yeah. So the main product that we're developing is a supplement that contains these bacteria that we've isolated directly from breast milk. And we know that these are safe and functionally relevant because they've been well studied for decades now. And we've actually co-evolved as human beings with these bacteria to the extent that mothers actually will produce prebiotic sugars in their milk that specifically feed these bacteria. And the baby itself will not break down these sugars, but the bacteria feed off of them, specifically the functionally good ones. So you obviously have bad bugs, but these are the good ones. And these sugars specifically feed those good bacteria. And those are the ones we're particularly interested in, especially in how they can impact immune system development, which is really crucial for offsetting the likelihood of developing those chronic diseases that I mentioned earlier.
So
And so our
when are
products.
you likely to get products to market though? Because it's all very well talking about it, but until you see it on the shelf, people won't think it's real.
Exactly, yeah. So we're very much in the R&D stage at the moment, but we are hoping to commercialize quite soon. So the supplement that we were just discussing, that is intended to come out around 2027, is quite a complex product we're developing. We are, however, developing another product in tandem with that, which is for breastfed babies. So babies that are fed, pumped, and stored breast milk. And so this is essentially a device that you attach as an accessory to a baby bottle, which preserves the beneficial bacteria in pumped and stored breast milk. And so this device we're hoping to commercialize at the end of this year. And so that will be much sooner in the picture than the supplement.
Okay, so we're going to see product pretty soon. Also on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list, the other Irish names that have featured have been the likes of Paul Mescal, the Collison brothers who set up Stripe, Rory McIlroy. I mean, you're there with some significant names. What does it feel like to be mentioned in the same breath as them?
I mean, it's obviously very humbling, and it's such a privilege. And really, it means that we have a lot to live up to now. And it's obviously been fantastic for us that we're shedding more light on the business, but also the work that we're trying to do in educating women about breast milk and the importance of the breast milk microbiome. And we hope that in the process of doing all of that, we are demystifying it to some extent. And we hope that that can help people in some way.
Well, it's a fantastic idea. We wish you and Sinead and Lydia the very best of luck. Tara O'Driscoll from Boobie Biome. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks very much, Jonathan.
The Entrepreneurship Strategy and Growth Summit is taking place on Tuesday, 28th of May. It's going to be at Cork County Hall and it's in aid of Down Syndrome Ireland. The event is organised by the Virtual Business Collaboration, VBC, and Insight HR. It's aimed very much at early growth companies and SMEs. And to tell us more about it, I'm joined by Paul Murphy, who's the founder of the VBC Network Group and also the organiser of the summit. Hiya, Paul.
Hi, Jonathan.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, about the VBC Network. What is it?
Certainly will. I set this up back in COVID time, Jonathan. It's a virtual business network group. We've got members right throughout the country, not just Cork, right throughout the country. And we actually have some international members joining us over the last number of weeks. And what it is basically is it's a business network. We meet virtually. We do have the occasional hybrid meeting, but we're very lucky in that I'm surrounded by very highly skilled business people of many different skill sets, Jonathan. And We get together, we collaborate, we create a lot of opportunities for ourselves, we open doors, we create opportunities for new members, and we also engage in other areas like webinars and providing services. And this event is our biggest challenge that we've taken on, but we're very excited by what's going to happen on the 28th of May, as you rightly said, in Cork, Jonathan.
We're going to come back to that, but I want to dive into the virtual business part of it. There's entire businesses out there that don't have an office, that don't ever really meet anybody. So is it important that you get to share experiences like this?
100%, and that's in our values, sharing experiences, and you know, even as early as this morning, I had a face to face with somebody who is in need of such services, who is in need of, for example, a virtual assistant, virtual bookkeeper. Everything is changing out there. COVID has brought, you know it better than I do, Jonathan. COVID has brought remarkable changes in the business world. We now do everything virtually, and why can't business networking? You know, it saves time. You don't have to travel to an event. There's no traffic, there's no headaches. We can just dial in, just dial on to the network. And yeah, you're right. We're able to solve a lot of problems virtually, and we do create a lot of, I suppose, solutions for headaches, because anytime there is any challenge, any headache there, there's no reluctance on any member of the group that will join in. They'll join into a WhatsApp, they'll put a call in, and everybody's willing to help each other. So it's a win-win situation for everybody, and we're all delighted to help new members as well, Jonathan.
Yeah, there's a lot of common problems, HR being one, cybersecurity being another. They're the kind of thing you're hoping to address at the summit.
Yes, very much so. Cyber is certainly there. We're all aware of the daily challenges, the daily, I suppose, tricksters that are taking place. A lot of these are taking place and we don't even see them. Okay, it's getting much more dangerous in the business world. I see it in I'm in finance myself, Jonathan, and I'm seeing it. You've got to be completely on the ball here, right? HR is another area that we're blessed that with the speaker that we have, and I'm sure she won't mind me saying it. We're very, very lucky that Jennifer Cashman, who is a, you know her yourself, Jonathan, being from Cork, she's a top lady that's going to really bring an awful lot of experience and a lot of, you know, a lot of interest. Not to mention all the others, but she will really bring a lot of interest to the event, Jonathan, yes, on the HR and employment law side of things.
Of course, the opportunity exists to show off the support that you guys get as well. Local enterprise office, you're in County Hall, they're going to be there. And there's lots of other support out there who'll be there on the day.
There is. Delighted with the LEO support. And again, it would be remiss of me not to mention Dr. Niall O'Keefe, who's really helping us promote it there in the background. We've picked that venue because we felt it was the right place, because again, it gives the scenic view of the city as well as everything else, Jonathan's top floor. You're well aware of it. And that support that we're getting, and yeah, you've also put your finger on it there. The SBCI Bank are also part of our background, of our speakers. And we're delighted. You know, the marketing team involved in this with me, Jonathan. They're from time to time, they're, I won't say they're at odds with me, but Paul is trying to squeeze everything into the event, and I keep tinkering it and changing things as we get closer. And again, look, we're trying to make it a fun day. There'll also be a lot of networking right through the team of the day, and we have a couple of other surprises lined up as well that we're keeping close to our chest at
Oh,
this
yeah,
point in
well,
time.
you can't beat an old surprise. That'll keep them coming in. You have gone down the route of having a charity partner as well, and all of the proceeds that are going to be raised on the day are going to go to Down Syndrome Ireland. How did you go about choosing that particular worthy cause?
We're very lucky that Aoife, the Down Syndrome Operations Manager, is a member of the VBC, Jonathan. And Aoife gave a talk at my request on one of our virtual meetings, and I was very taken. And look, we're all surrounded as well in our daily lives by people that, you know, that are part of the Down syndrome. And I've spoken to a lot of the families, and I was taken, I have to be very honest with you here, I was taken very much with one family in particular, a family member who I spoke with in the Limerick area. I work in Limerick at the moment, and I was very taken by the story, and very, I just thought it was, you know, and we discussed it and we said, this is definitely the charity that we want to support. So we're absolutely thrilled to be supporting, and you're right, Jonathan. All the proceeds are going towards the Down syndrome. And look, we're also going to welcome I suppose encourage and welcome everybody to give donations as well, because that facility and that ability is also there, even if you're not going to the event. That I think that's also an important part
Okay.
that hopefully people will recognize it as being a very worthy charity.
It's Tuesday, the 28th of May, starting at 8:30 in the Vertigo Room in County Hall. Tickets are £49.95. You can get them on vbc.ie. Paul Murphy, hopefully you'll have a great day. Founder of VBC Network, thank you very much for organising it and good luck to you.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you very, very much for your time. I appreciate it greatly. Thank you, Jonathan.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, every episode of Red Business is available on our website, redfm.ie. You can also click on the website to have a look at Red Business in Focus, with thanks to Cork's local enterprise offices, where we're profiling some of the best businesses that are operating in the city and county at the moment. Mary O'Neill was the producer, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Get the Red Business podcast every week with Jonathan Healy at redfm.ie and wherever you get your podcasts.